Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Or you can just call and say hello. I don't mind that either. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number. Today's weather, right now we're looking at 46 degrees in the ATL. With a high today of 59, low tonight 55. So it won't be too bad today. It's pretty mild actually. It's gonna go 59 to 55. You know, we're gonna stay in the mid to upper 50s today and throughout the night. You know, today is also partly cloudy. Now tomorrow we're looking at 67 degrees as our high and our low of 60 with rain. So we got a big chance of rain tomorrow, big chance of rain on Wednesday, a big chance of rain on Christmas Eve. You're looking at Wednesday, 69 degrees, 65 the low. Thursday, 72 degrees, 57 is our low. So, you know, Christmas Eve, we're looking at 72 degrees. Now, today is also the first day of winter, and we're looking at having a high today in Atlanta of 60 degrees. All right. So I you know, the weather is kind of funky this close to Christmas. And with it being 72 on Thursday, I don't see how we'll have snow on Christmas Day. With it being 72 on Christmas Eve, I don't think we're going to have a chance of snow on Christmas Day. All right? But again, please join me on Thursday. On Thursday, Christmas Eve, I'm doing a special show where it's going to be all oldies mixed in with a couple of new or recent Christmas songs. We're gonna do all Christmas all day on Thursday. Not all day, but the entire show is gonna be dedicated to Christmas songs, old and new. All right. So mark that on your calendar for Thursday, Christmas Eve, same time, same place. All right. Now today's word of the day is invidious. Invidious is an adjective, and it means tending to cause discontent, animosity, or envy. Invidious also means unpleasant, objectionable, or obnoxious. And the last meaning is of a kind to cause harm or resentment. All right, invidious. Tending to cause discontent, animosity, or envy. And this is the word of the day from Merriam-Webster. So it kind of ties into our episode for today, which is tending to cause discontent, animosity, or envy. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are other people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in as well. Before I get into today's episode, I wanted to do a show this morning about the least educated presidential candidates, Republican or Democrat. We go from it's 16 of them, and I'll go from 16 all the way up to from 16 being the least educated to one being the most educated. And I'll tell you this, the front runner on the Republican side, Donald Trump, he's number 13. Okay, he's number 13. So he's one of the least educated presidential candidates that's in the running for the White House. All right, so today's episode is entitled, Steve Harvey, the comedian, makes a huge mistake and Twitter is killing him. And I don't know, I'm sure maybe by now that you guys have listened to something or seen something on Facebook or Twitter or what have you on the news or whatever about his blunder, his mistake. Now, if you don't know, this is what it was. He was to announce there were only two ladies up front with him on the stage. Okay. Two ladies, Miss Philippine and Miss Columbia. Now, they have given him a card to read, and if he had read the card like he was supposed to, it would have been cut and dried, blah, 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 nothing wrong. But guarantee you, what he did was he looked at the car and saw Miss Philippines. And saw Miss Philippines. Okay. He looked at the car and saw Miss Philippines. And he should have done first runner up. Said first runner up, Miss Columbia. And then we all would have known that Miss Philippines was Miss Universe. But he said, instead of saying the first runner-up, he said Miss Universe, Miss Columbia. I don't know how he screwed it up. Okay? I don't know how he screwed it up. Then he came back after he looked at the card, or either after somebody said something in his earpiece, he said, I made a mistake. And this is after they had crowned this girl, Miss Columbia. She undid her walk. She's standing out in front, center, edge of the stage, waving, smiling, everyone cheering. Okay, he's standing there not far from her, saying that, hey, this is my mistake. And because, you know, something was going wrong, all these girls started looking at each other. Okay, because the camera was going all around the place showing these girls. So they started looking at each other. And he was saying, this is my mistake. What mistake did he make? He made the mistake of saying Miss Columbia was our new Miss Universe, when Miss Philippines should have been Miss Universe. So he said, don't take it out on these girls. This is my mistake. So he said, hey, it's right here on the car. You can see it. He messed up. But now, people on Twitter or just bashing him. I think he may need to take down his Twitter account, because his Twitter thing is I Am Steve Harvey. They are on there slicing him up and down, side to side, in and out, every which way you can. It's racial slurs all over there, everything. Calling him the N-word, calling him the ignorant N-word. I mean, everything you can think of is on there. And I don't think that's fair. Okay? He made a mistake. People make mistakes. He fixed his mistake and walked off the stage. But, you know, can you imagine how the Miss Columbia felt, how she feels right now? I mean, she thought that she was Miss Universe. Actually, she was Miss Universe for a couple of minutes, but that ended rather quickly. And then Miss Philippines, she comes up there, and she really doesn't know what to do. They both standing up there. Miss Columbia has the crown on. She got the big bouquet of flowers in her arms, and she doesn't know what to do. Miss Philippines up there, she's got a bouquet of flowers, not as big as Miss Universe, because she was Miss Universe. She has a bouquet of flowers in her arms, and she doesn't know what to do, because now she's Miss Universe. So then they had one of the, I guess, hostess or whatever. This young lady walks out on the stage, stands between them. She's rubbing Miss Columbia on her back like, hey, I don't know what you're going to do, but we got to take this crown off your head. I mean, I don't think this has ever happened in a pageant. You know, people have, you know, won pageants, gone on, in the next few days they've been crowned, been taken away from them, but not publicly embarrassed like this. I mean, this may be Steve Harvey's worst mistake. And I guarantee you they won't invite him back next year. So, you know, once the young lady came out there, and like I said, she rubbing Miss Columbia on her back, she has to take her crown off of her. So she kneels down a little bit so she can get the crown off, and she puts it on the other girl. And as far as the flowers go, I didn't, you know, the video didn't go that far, but I'm sure she took her flowers, gave them to her, took her flowers and gave them to her. And she had to walk back and get in line. Oh, my God. What an embarrassing moment. What an embarrassing moment. How does Steve Harvey feel? I'm sure he wants to just go somewhere and hide for a few weeks. I'm sure he just wants to, you know, that's really, really on the edge right there. And then Miss Columbia, oh, my goodness, how does she feel? If she was, now she's not Miss Universe, so she's standing in line with these other girls who didn't make it. And then after the show, I'm sure you go in the back and probably crying on stage. Then she goes to the back, and I'm sure she's just boo-hooing backstage. Can't believe what just happened. Can't believe it. Probably go back to a hotel room and just lose it. Family, friends all around. Oh my goodness. So Steve Harvey made a mistake, and they're bashing it. 301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on this. Steve Harvey, the comedian, makes a huge mistake at the Miss Universe pageant on yesterday, and Twitter is going nuts. So what happens from here as far as the young lady that was Miss Universe for a couple of minutes? If I was her agent or her manager or what have you, I would take advantage of this. You say, Frank, how do you take advantage of something like this? Well, the audience or people, everyday average people like you and me, wants to know, how does she feel being Miss Universe for a couple of minutes and having to give her crown back? How does she feel? We want to know the drama behind it. We want to know what happened after she her crown was taken away. We want to know what happened when she went and stood back in line. We want to know the dirt. We don't really care about Miss Philippines being Miss Universe. We care about the mistake that happened, the drama that happened, what happened to this other young lady after she had to give back her crown. And so if I was her manager, her agent, I tell her, let's grab this thing and run with it. We can make TV appearances. We can, you know, I mean, we can pretty much write a book. But we can do anything to make money right here. Because people want to know how she feel and what happened. I guarantee you, if Oprah was still doing her show, Oprah would have her on her show to tell her story about this horrible, this horrible blunder that Steve Harvey caused. So she, you know, she could be on all the news stations. She could be on all the talk shows. She definitely can grab all the talk shows in Columbia where she's from. She can definitely make a huge amount of cash from this, okay? Because again, we don't care about Miss Philippines. She is Miss Universe, but we care about the drama behind this pageant. We want to know what happened to this girl. So I think she can turn this into something big for herself. And she probably will. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And then, so, what about Steve Harvey? What's his deal? I think he's off the air now. And his... I know his TV show is not live. You know, it doesn't come on till 3 o'clock or something like that today. But I know his TV show is not live. They tape it in advance. And so, what about him? What did he do this morning on the radio? What did he say this morning on the radio? How did he apologize? We know how he apologized on the pageant show. He just said it was his mistake, bad mistake. It was right here on the card. All he had to do was read it. But he has to give the crown to Miss Philippine. And then he didn't take the crown off the other girl and put it on the other girl. Someone else came out and did that. After he apologized, he turned immediately and walked off the stage, not to be heard from again. So what is he going to do now? What's going to be his deal now? I don't know. I guarantee you he's probably not looking at Twitter. Because they've been ramming him on Twitter. Busting him up hard. Calling him every name in the book. But he made a mistake. And when we apologize in America for our mistakes, we are a forgiving country. Everyone makes mistakes. Okay, whether it's big or small, it's a mistake. All right, big or small, it's a mistake. He made it. He's got to deal with it. All right. Now, I got a couple of minutes left in the show, guys. I'm going to close it down here. But, again, I want to do the show on tomorrow about the least educated presidents. I mean, not presidents, but I guess people who are running for president, the least educated ones. And you won't believe this outcome or who is the least educated, who's the most educated, and different things like that. So stay tuned tomorrow for that show. And I'll be here tomorrow, same time, same place. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Have a great day.
Where did we go wrong?
Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it.
I've had a lot of sleep.